And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Today's program is going to be a very special one. First of all, I need to tell you that life could be good. Life could be oh so sweet. If only you could learn how to stop overreacting. That's the problem that most people have. If you're like 99% of people, your problem is that you overreact. Now, we all know that being calm, poised, faith, you know, full of faith and self-confidence and courage, we all know that that's the way to be. We know that. We loved to watch people on the screen and on television when we saw adventure shows where people were calm and brave. We loved those kinds of people. And we respect people that are calm and brave and reasonable, see, and have a steady hand. We respect those people so much that we love to see them when, especially when they happen to be our doctor or our surgeon or our airline pilot. We respect people like that a lot. And we want to be that way too. Okay? Now, a lot of us are able to act that way on the surface. In other words, where you're able to gather yourself together and put on a good show and act reasonably, okay, composed and reasonable, for example, at work. When you're dealing with other people's problems, it's a lot easier to be composed and calm, isn't it? But how about when you get home? When you're talking to your wife or your husband or your partner, or you're talking to your kids, or to your mother or your mother-in-law or your next-door neighbor. All of a sudden, you find yourself becoming upset, okay? Or when you're in traffic, and traffic is slow or somebody cuts in front of you, you find yourself becoming upset. Now, some people hide it. They're upset underneath, but hide it. Other people express the upset, but either way, it's not good. If you hide it and repress it and suppress it, okay, then you're stressing your body, and then it often will emerge as some kind of a problem, like a stomach ache or a headache or something. And if you express it, well, then again, you strain yourself, you hurt yourself physically, but then also you hurt other people. And you escalate situations, and they become worse. And then all of a sudden, communication is not good with your kids or with your partner, because in a moment of anger, you said things that you wish you hadn't said, okay? The dam burst and then everything came bubbling out and you threw everything at them all at once. Now here's the issue. Wouldn't it be much better not to become upset in the first place? And I can give you a perfect example. Bugs Bunny. If you watch the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, you'll see Bugs Bunny is there and Yosemite Sam, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd. Bugs Bunny doesn't get upset. He remains calm and poised. Yosemite Sam gets all upset. Elmer Fudd gets upset. Daffy Duck gets upset. Bugs Bunny remains calm. So you need to learn how to be more like Bugs Bunny. And then you will spare yourself, okay, a lot of heartaches, stomach aches, okay, and issues that would never develop, unfinished business and baggage, and hurt feelings with your partner and your kids that will just never come into being. They'll never happen if you could learn to be calm in the first place. So here I am. I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a church. I have a microphone. I volunteer my time. I've been doing this as a volunteer for 25 years. I spend my own money, and my goal is to help people to learn how to be not so upset, to calm down, and to get in touch with their spiritual roots, okay? And then life could be oh so good. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Did you hear the commercial? It was very good. It'd be worth it for you to go to talktoapastor.org and listen to this program again just to hear that commercial. Because I put it all in a nutshell. You must relearn, if you never learned, see, nobody ever taught you, to respond to inner promptings, inner reason. Okay, to your what's known as conscience, but it wouldn't feel like conscience if you always followed it. It would be your intuition, okay? And it would give you present sight, and it would give you foresight. It would be a lamp under your feet. If you responded to it instead of to the outside, see, if you responded to inner reason, and then you would express what? Patience and wisdom. And to other people, that would feel like what? It would feel like love. To your kids, it would feel like love. To you, you wouldn't feel anything at all. But to them, it would feel like love, or at least patience. And to those who, your enemies, those who want you to be unreasonable, who want to upset you, see, who want to see you come unglued, to those people, see, they wouldn't like it if you remained calm like Bugs Bunny, but they would respect you. And not only that, but your calmness would win the day, and eventually they might come over to the good side upon seeing your calmness, see? So now, patience and wisdom are unexpected visitors in this world. We're used to going out in the world and encountering what? Anger, judgment, meanness, selfishness, or just being ignored, and truth, not welcome. And so if you had patience and you had wisdom, then you would get along so much better with your family, and you'd be so much easier on your body, on your organs, on your delicate blood vessels, if you weren't getting upset. See, inside and then hiding it and looking calm on the outside, or expressing the upset. Best not to get upset in the first place. Okay? There's another way of saying it. See, I could put it in Christian terms. I could put it in religious terms. Okay, but I'm not going to right now. I'm not going to, because if you open up the Bible, you turn to the Sermon on the Mount or read some of the things that Christ said or Paul said, then you'll see it. There it is, not getting upset. See, resist not evil, Christ said, resist not evil. In another place it says, overcome evil with good. See, and he could have said, resent not evil. See, what you do is you resent something on the outside or someone on the outside, then you get upset. Now here's the thing, this is very important. This is an infomercial. I can only afford 15 minutes. So on most of these stations, these are good stations and I have good times. These are good stations and I have good times, but I only have 15 minutes. So you have to write down my web address because I have resources to help you. If you don't know how to find your intuition, the inner promptings, the inner light, see, from God, What you know is your conscience. If you've lost touch with it, most people have. See, it should be your friend. It should feel like intuition if you've lost touch with it. Or if you find yourself getting upset, losing your patience, not having patience to start with, you see, really, then you need to go to my website. I have resources to help you, especially the meditation I have. It's just excellent. It teaches you how to become still, refine your intuition, refine your conscience, okay? And then go out in the world with a nice calm, see, somewhat distant. See, Christ told us to be in the world, but not of the world. So what you need to do is to go out in the world and go to work and do your recreation and study and go to school and take classes and be with your wife and your husband and your kids and your family and do things, okay? All the things, but now not so emotional, not so caught up in things, not so reactive. See, call a little more calm, a little distant, where you always have in the back of your mind, you always have reason, patience, love is there, you see? And it mitigates your responses. And it will give you, and then you'll be able to spontaneously say the right thing instead of saying the wrong thing. And then you won't have to hide in your imagination or hide in texting or hide in video games or hide in marijuana or hide in alcohol anymore. Because you will be a success in the important things, in reality, instead of failing in the moment and hiding. So this is probably the only time you're going to hear me this week. You may never hear me again. So please, I beg of you, write down the web address, visit it, and check out the meditation that I have and the other resources to help you to become centered and grounded and flow from within with love and patience. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland, and I'm back. Some of you are listening in Southern California, or you've gone to the website and you're listening to the whole program. Some of you had heard the first 15 minutes. And now here I am in the second half of the program. To reiterate what I said in the first half, and also to go forward and deepen your understanding and perhaps convince you that you need to learn how not to be upset. Now, being upset, if a person gets upset, it's because they are reacting to the outside. I don't know how to say this enough and to make it so that you really hear what I'm saying. It's not normal to be reacting to the outside. It's not normal to be getting all upset and all excited about things and then to act out of anger or act out of excitement. Look, if you get all excited about something, then you, what do? You do the wrong thing. You spend money you shouldn't spend. You say things you shouldn't say. You do things you shouldn't do. If you react to outside pressure, then you end up going along with everyone else, and then later you kick yourself and say, what did I do that for? If you react to outside tease or taunts, see, or maybe someone is not even teasing you, they're not taunting you, but you misinterpret it as being such, and then you become angry, resentful, see, and then you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. That's no way to live. No wonder you see, and so what does that do? First of all, it ruins all your relationships. It makes a mess out of your life, okay? And there's hurt feelings everywhere and misunderstandings everywhere. And the second thing, it makes a mess out of your health because you use up your energy. See, someone like Christ, he had an energy that came, it came from somewhere else. He had an energy called love. He had an energy called love. You may have encountered it. You may have in another human. Or perhaps you did and you didn't recognize it as love. Because at the time, you were angry, you were resentful, you were willful, you wanted something too much. And then if someone seemed to disagree with what you wanted to do, why you hated them. You resented them for putting a wet blanket on what you wanted to do, you see. They may have been speaking in love. They may have been warning you. They may have been trying to gently stop you from doing something they knew would be bad for you, but you didn't know it was love at the time. You thought they were just being mean and, see? But on the other hand, you may never have encountered love. Never. Your whole life. Never have encountered real love. It comes from another dimension. See, Christ had it. Everything he did, he flowed with love. He spoke with love. He talked with love. See? And that's why he told people the truth. If you read the Bible, if you really read it, he said many wonderful, sweet things, beautiful things that make, they're so sweet, they make you want tears to roll down your cheeks because they're so sweet. But he also said some, he was pretty tough on the Pharisees and the scribes and those types, wasn't he? He was really tough on them. He called them vipers and wolves in sheep's clothing and snakes and, I mean, he really told them how to cut cabbage. But he was speaking in love, see, because if they had believed him and come over to the good side, why, then their soul would have been saved, you see. But instead, they rejected what he had to say. But anyway, he flowed with love and out of love. What he said came from love. And so you have to be that way too. You have to be that way. You have to learn to flow from love. And in order to do that, you have to give some things up. Okay, you have to give up your ego pride and your willfulness. But you also need a little tutoring. You need to learn how to live and move and have your being without reacting like an animal, but instead flowing from inner principle. And that's where I can help you. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a church, okay? Except maybe you guys, a motley crowd. an ungrateful crowd, a distracted crowd, but some of you are listening. Some of you are listening. But I need to say this so you know that I don't have a church, that I come, that I have my radio program, and then of course I make my YouTube talks and lectures, and I have my books. I've written 18 books, and that's what I do. See, I'm reaching out to everyone, everyone. So that's good. So that way you know that you can listen, and you also know I have no vested interest. You don't. There's nothing you can join. Okay, you can't join because I don't have an organization. And I'm a volunteer, and I buy the airtime myself. Sometimes people will send a little donation, but most people don't. Most people don't, okay? So I buy the airtime myself, and I do it as a volunteer. So you can see that this is altruism. This is altruism. I'm helping, seeking to help people. And so here I am, and here it is, and you're listening to it. If you're there listening now, you are listening, so you can't say you didn't hear it. You can't say that nobody loves you. You can't say that nobody cares. You can't say that no one has something that can be of help to you, because I have my meditations. Most of them are free. See, I have an easy meditation that I have made to help people to practice becoming centered and calming down and flowing from within and then going out into the world and flowing, you know, like a boat gliding through water. See, instead of having everything rush in. See, what you do is you go out in the world and you get upset, and then the whole everything collapses. Your force fields collapse, and then everything comes in. See, if you knew, if you really, really could get back in touch with your own inner ground of good, your inner light, your reason, your intuition, your conscience, and flow from it. See, flow from it. Then life would become so much simpler. And you wouldn't be getting upset all the time. So you'd have more, you wouldn't be feeling drained and tired all the time. And you can still do what you do, but with a different energy. There's a difference between doing something excitedly, doing something angrily, see, or resentfully, or doing something with tension and resentment. There's a difference between that and, on the other hand, doing something gracefully. See, there's a world of difference. And so that's what you need to find. Maybe when you were a child, you sometimes saw your mom doing things and it was so beautiful, or your dad making things in the garage, or your grandma would do things, and they did it so effortlessly and so sweetly. Okay, and it wasn't all, they didn't have to get all upset and angry and storm around or anything. It just quietly did it. It was just so beautiful. Or maybe when you were sick, they attended to you. They came and they helped you. They brought you something to eat or to drink, or they put a cool towel on your forehead and things like that. And they just did it. They saw what needed to be done and they just did it without anger, without upset, without resentment. So you need to go through your life, and everything you do must have love in it. Everything you do must have love in it. Not hate, not resentment, and not out of guilt. See, a lot of us do things out of guilt. We're guilty for resenting others. We're guilty for being selfish. We're guilty for a lot of things, okay? So what you must learn is to find this new energy with which to flow, okay? And it would be the most wonderful thing. Your whole life could change for the better. And it would be such a wonderful thing for wife or your husband or your kids. Okay, because as it is now with your upsets, see, people who are upset all the time, angry all the time, hyper excited all the time, resentful all the time, see, they go out and make mistakes, and not only that, they become drained, see. But eventually the body itself becomes trained to be become overreactive. See, when you don't have the mental discipline of standing back, see, it's a natural discipline. Now what you do is you grit your teeth and pretend and smile on the surface, but underneath you're tense and resentful. But if you had a natural gracefulness, then you would be more, then your body, see, would not be under strain. And your body would have a chance to begin to recoup, see, and revitalize itself, because it wouldn't be spending all of its energy being angry all the time and upset. See? So there are just so many wonderful benefits from learning not to be upset, and my meditation will definitely possibly be of help in that regard. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, and you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Remember now, this is an infomercial. I'm only on 15 minutes. You may never hear me again. Unless you write down the web address, talktoapastor.org, so you can listen to these programs at the archives, so you can get the meditation and start using it. Okay? Learn to calm down. Learn to become centered. Learn to become more reasonable. And begin to express patience and calmness and wisdom and understanding and long-suffering and all the beautiful virtues that you've always wanted to express. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.